Gracious Lord, we pray that you would open your word to us, illuminate our hearts, our minds, strengthen our wills. Amen. Jesus and Peter are walking along the Sea of Galilee. It's a warm summer evening, the sun low on the horizon. Peter is strangely quiet. They walk in silence until finally Peter stops, and he picks up a rock from the beach. He shows it to Jesus and says, "Lord, you have given me a new name." "Yes," Jesus says, "I call you Peter, the rock." "But I am not a rock," Peter answers. "I am a feather, I am a gust of wind. I am impetuous and unpredictable even to myself. I'm worried that I'm going to let you down." And with that, Peter takes his rock and he tosses it in the water. Splash. Jesus replies, "You're right, of course. You are all those things, and you will let me down. Yet I still call you Peter, the rock." Jesus then leans down and picks up a small, thin rock, a rock worn smooth by the sand and the waves. He wraps his index finger around its curve. He bends one knee and leans back. He pivots his shoulder, bends his elbow. Jesus is coiled like a spring. Then, with a long sweep of his arm, he unwinds. He sends the rock skimming over the water. It touches the surface and skips 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. It disappears into the yellow reflection of the sun. Peter is stunned. "How did you do that?" "Oh, that's nothing," Jesus says. "That's just physics. Aerodynamics, hydrodynamics, the surface tension of the water. There's nothing to it." He picks up another rock. He tosses it to Peter. He says, "You try." Peter looks doubtful, but he tries to throw the rock the way that Jesus did. It flies, level at first, over the water, and then starts to wobble. It lands in the water with a splash. "Not bad," Jesus says. "Try it again. This time, try it with a little more wrist. You want to make it spin." So Peter tries again. He throws a rock with the flip of his wrist. When the rock touches the surface of the water, it bounces. It skips 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Peter is delighted. Jesus and Peter spend the last hour of the day skimming rocks over the water. Peter forgets his worries. The two of them become like young boys, best friends, playing together on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Finally, Jesus, turning to walk back home, stretches his arm over the water. He says to Peter, "The world, you know, is unpredictable, like the sea. It is a place of great beauty and great danger." Peter says, "I know. I have fished here for many years." Jesus says, "I know that you know this, but let me tell you now something further. All of this is mine. The water, the world, all of its beauty and danger is given to me. For I was there in the beginning with God and the Holy Spirit hovering. I was there when the waters first separated and the rocks and the dry land appeared. I am the Word spoken by the Father. I am the energy that creates and recreates all things. Do you understand this?" Peter says, "Lord, I try to understand." Jesus insists, "I have given you a new name, and you will keep your name. I say that you are Peter, the rock. Only this, put yourself into my hands." And with those words, Jesus picks up a rock, not very smooth, not very thin, an awkward shape for a rock. Like Peter himself, this is a rock that seems to be chosen carelessly. But Jesus wraps his hand around it. With a long sweep of his arm, he sends the rock over the water. It skips 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Incredibly, the rock never stops. There is no splash. And the farther it goes, the faster it flies. At the very last, the fading speck of rock seems to ascend into the sky. Jesus says once more, quietly, I say, you are Peter, you are the rock. Only put yourself into my hand. So this is a story, not precisely taken from Scripture, but I offer it as a kind of parallel that might help us enter into the Scripture for this morning. We are given a very mysterious gospel, a story of Jesus and his disciples, a story of trust and of doubt, of courage and then fear, of sinking and of saving. The miracle of Jesus walking on the water, it is a private miracle. It is one of those miracles that Jesus shares only with his friends. And like many of the private miracles, the transfiguration, the resurrection appearances, it has a dreamlike quality to it, otherworldly. Jesus has just finished performing a very public miracle, the feeding of the 5,000. After this, he sends all the people away, and he sends his disciples away in a boat to cross the sea. Then he climbs up on a mountain by himself, and he prays. During the night, a storm arises. And for the disciples, now halfway across the lake, it is terrifying. The waves breaking against the bow of the boat. The disciples are rowing. They can make no headway. They begin to tire. All of this Jesus knows. And he, the Lord of all creation, the master of the wind and the waves, he does not calm the storm. He does something more amazing. He enters into the storm. He goes to his disciples walking on the lake. When the disciples see him, they are terrified. It is a ghost, they say. Jesus says, no, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. I don't think that Jesus would make such a grand and terrifying entrance before strangers. Strangers would be amazed at the miracle of what he is doing, walking on water. But his disciples, his friends, are amazed at a deeper mystery, the mystery of who Jesus is. That he is one with the Father, who created all things, that he bears the Holy Spirit, by whose breath, at the beginning of creation, the waters separated and the dry ground appeared. And thus the miracle he performs arises simply out of the miracle of who he is. There is, of course, a second mystery and miracle in the story. This is the mystery of Peter. Jesus, at no point, tells his disciples to leave the boat. But upon seeing him, Peter immediately plans to abandon the ship. Perhaps he is granted an epiphany that it is safer to be with Jesus outside the boat than to be in the boat without him. And I think also, thinking of who Peter is, there is also a simple boyish enthusiasm. Whatever Jesus does, Peter wants to do too. So he cries out, Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you on the water. And this, I think, is the greatest moment in the story. If Peter is amazed by Jesus, I am amazed by Peter. Surely Peter, the rock, will sink into the waves like a rock, should he leave the boat by his own power. But Peter places himself in better hands. He asks for, he waits for, and he receives the word, come. Thus, it is only by receiving the power of Jesus, the authority of Jesus, the miracle of who Jesus is, that Peter is able to share in this miracle, if only for a moment. And so Jesus says, come. And Peter steps out of the boat. Peter the rock steps out of the boat, and he does not sink. Now, did Peter take a single step, or maybe two or three? Did Peter, at least for one moment, move over the waves like a skipping stone? We don't know. We're not told. And you know, it doesn't matter. For even the briefest miracle is an infinite moment. Even the smallest moment of absolute trust is an absolute miracle. The miracle to repeat is not Peter's at all, but Peter's sharing in the miracle of Jesus, the miracle of who Jesus is. This is a lesson with an infinite number of consequences for us. That those things which might appear to us difficult, perhaps impossible, are nothing for the Lord, who is the Lord of all creation. The very least of which is we have this project, this building project, folks. It's nothing for the Lord to accomplish. Can you nod? Can you say amen? If it's the Lord's will, it's nothing, right? We just got to put ourselves in His hand. I did bring a rock this morning. I'm very fond of this rock. A few years ago, a friend of mine, Ian Larson, traveled to Israel. He said, "Andrew, can I bring something back for you?" I said, "Of course." And what I expected was a little religious trinket of some kind. And of course, I would fuss and then put it away and forget about it. What he brought me back was far, far better. He brought me back this rock. It is rather ugly. It is shapeless. There's nothing beautiful about it. But he said, "I picked this up from the beach on the Sea of Galilee." So I have to think, you know, Jesus, he stepped on this rock, or he picked it up. I mean, I have to think. I'm going to put it on the organ console, and you can handle it. Don't take it away. I need it back. It's an ugly rock, folks. But so am I, you know, an ugly rock, without grace, kind of shapeless. Such is Peter. He knows it. He knows it. I don't think I could, even with my best throw over the calmest water, skip this rock even once. But we place ourselves in the hands of Jesus, do we not? We trust that in Him, anything, everything is possible. More than we can ask or imagine. Amen.